Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. I am so excited because we are down here in Mississippi and we're going crappie fishing. But before we go crappie fishing, there's some things that we need to talk about. We need to talk about people that help other people. And that's what we're doing right here. Tell them your name and what you work for.
My name is Cody Smith. I am the president of a nonprofit organization out of Oklahoma, Operation Freedom Outdoors.
Right? Oh, that's so cool. And so tell us in a nutshell what you do.
So what we do is we take veterans and first responders out fishing and hunting. We get them out of the houses,
right,
and into the woods and on the water. We try to build a camaraderie and let them know that we're there for them in any situation that they need us for.
Let's talk about how you ended up there. Because you didn't start there. You are ex-military, correct?
Correct.
Uh-huh. So tell us in the end, before we get done, we're going to find out about your fishing, how you do this fishing thing. But start with your working with the military.
Okay. So back in 2019, I started out, I applied to a coyote hunt.
Right.
Which ended up turning into a duck hunt because the coyotes weren't cooperating.
Right.
And so we traded the rifles in for shotguns. And, you know, that was my first experience with Operation Freedom Outdoors. Just a regular veteran.
Right.
That applied to a hunt. And then eventually I was asked to come on board as a board member.
Wow. You That's know. Pretty cool.
So it. And truth to be told, you know, at that time, it was a purpose I was longing for.
Right.
Something to give back. And for me, service to other folks was my niche as far as coming out of the depression that I was in.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's therapy.
Right. And so, wow. A lot of people say, I wish I had your job. I would say, I wish I had your job. To fulfill people's dreams, but also to get them back on the right track if they're off the track a little bit, right, or to get them engaged so that they don't get lost. I think that happens in the organization that you're in the military. They get lost. All of a sudden, they're here. They're doing this. This is this. This is your job. And then all of a sudden, you're out.
Right.
And then, whoa, where's the fellowship?
Well, and not only the fellowship, when military folks ETS out of the military, a lot of times they're not equipped with the resources to go out and be able to deal with the everyday life, civilian
right.
life. A lot of the military folks are accommodated to an adrenaline rush, I guess you could say.
Right.
And then when they come out of the military, they don't have that adrenaline rush. They don't have that purpose.
Right.
And so a lot of our veterans, they're constantly searching for what is my purpose.
Right. Exactly. I can see that. So let's talk about some of the things that you've done.
Okay.
Like talk about some of these great hunts, and it doesn't have to be a great hunt, right? Or our fishing trip.
No. You know, we don't measure success by what we harvest.
Uh-huh.
We measure our success about, is this a memory that the veteran will be able to have? Is this a lifelong connection that he may encounter on these hunts with other veterans or on right. fishing trips?
Wow.
We've done crappie tournaments.
Uh-huh.
So we've done them with crappie masters. We've brought the pros in.
Nice.
Paired them up with the veterans,
uh-huh,
and we have championship WWE championship style belts for
right.
trophies. So that's become a very well recognized event that we do on a yearly basis. And other organizations, other crappie trails
right.
have reached out, and you know they want to come aboard and do the same stuff that we're doing.
That's pretty cool because the belts actually were at the Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures.
Yes.
It's the 2026 MS Mississippi Fish Camp, and so we're having that. And actually, you guys had some belts, and this gentleman right here is going to go sneak around, and he's going to go get the belts out of Mike's pickup truck before he runs off. We'll hope to get those so we can
yeah.
show the people.
Yeah.
But these belts, this is pretty cool. I mean, Richard Parker, I hate to drop names, but Richard Parker was trying to wear one, and you know, he didn't win it. He didn't make the effort to be in it yet, because we haven't done it yet.
Right.
But if he fished in the tournament, so the tournaments, so when you have that tournament, you're setting the pro up with the angler, right?
With the veteran angler.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I've even done it with a collegiate bass team with NSU.
Oh, really?
Yes, out of Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Nice.
You know, I in that event, I was wanting to pair up college kids to get a glimpse into what veterans do,
right,
or what they see, the way they look at things, and vice versa. The college kids taught the veterans things as well, and they've even exchanged numbers and went fishing just for fun on the side as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, being able to do that and have younger generations work with some, what do you think your average person is, veteran is, that goes out in the hunt or the fish? What's your average age?
If I was to put a number, man, because they range from just getting out after 4 years to I've had a three-generation family from World War II, Vietnam,
wow,
and the Desert Storm veterans, which is grandpa, father, son on a spoonbill trip.
Wow. In Oklahoma. Is it based out of Oklahoma, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just in Oklahoma. And so all the guides and stuff, that's all done in Oklahoma waters.
Right. Except we try to do a ice fishing trip up in Minnesota every year.
All right.
But we'll, you know, contact the guide outfit, and they have our little ice houses ready for us. And we take a van or two or three trucks, and we go take a bunch of veterans up there for a week and go ice fishing, which is a lot different than what we do in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you ain't got no ice fishing down in Oklahoma.
No.
You have great fishing and hunting.
Yes.
But I tell you, because you have you ever done a trout trip with them?
Yeah. We did a trout event last year on the southern Illinois River out of Ten Killer Lake.
All right. And have you done a striper trip?
Yes.
I know you've done bass trip because you already said that. Did you do a spoonbill?
We've done spoonbills. We've done pheasants. European pheasant hunt. That's always a great event. What that allows me to do is to be able to bring the veterans that are less mobile.
Right.
A European pheasant hunt, if you can picture a clock, there's a blind at each clock.
Right.
With a tower in the center, and they shoot pheasants out of these air cannons, and you can shoot them out of there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we try to figure out an event that anybody can be included to.
What's the most memorable event that you've been part of? Your first one?
Well, that was an experience. That was my first duck I've ever shot.
Uh-huh.
But I think the most memorable events, and it was very popular when I had it, we'd do bear hunts.
Oh,
in Southeast Oklahoma. So that was always a real big hit. Yes.
I didn't even know they had bear hunting in Oklahoma.
Yes, we did.
Like black bear.
Black bear. Yep.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's amazing.
First year we harvested two. So that was really a unique and special trip for sure.
Tell us the process. So say you're a veteran and you want to be part of this. How does that work?
So like and follow us on Facebook, Operation Freedom Outdoors. Follow our page. That's where we usually announce the trips that are happening. It'll have a block of instructions with to tell you to go to OFOveterans.com to register for each event. So we'll go there. It gives me a spread list, and everything's random. The only time that I really appoint somebody is if I know somebody's having trouble with PTSD or something, then they go to the front of the list. That's just the way it is.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And then you guys go through it, and then you decide, and then you come back to them.
Yeah, and we'll contact them and let them know that they've won a trip, and we will give all the details out.
Are they kind of picking out they want a fishing trip or a hunting trip? Is that Is that it? Is it like an online?
So like on Facebook, yeah. So Facebook, we'll post, hey, we are doing this trick, kind of trip on such such day, right. And that's a trip you're interested in. Then go to our website, and then you can register for that trip.
I see.
Yep.
And then they go through the process of doing that.
Yep.
So talk about veterans that are disabled. Okay, so how can you go through the process, how you're going to come up? Like, you have to contact them and then see what if it's a good fit or not for that
event. So when you register for our trips, we've got a questionnaire that you will have to fill out, and part of that is mobility issues, of course, food allergies, because we usually I try to – every trip that we do, whether it's a fishing trip or overnight trip, our main thing that we like to do is at least feed the veterans, because you just never know if that veteran, when his last meal might be or has been, you know.
Right.
So that is one thing that we pride ourselves, is to make sure that that veteran leaves with a full stomach.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. So that really works out. So you have the whole region. If they don't live in Oklahoma, can they do it or not?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We've taken veterans that have come out of state, but we let them know, like, we don't have enough funds for, like, out-of-state hunt deer hunts. You know, them tags are pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't take long to drain a bank account pretty quick.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, the Oklahoma out-of-state three-day or whatever non-resident is like $85 or something right now. So
yeah,
that adds up after
but
a while.
But for white-tail deer, it...
Oh yeah, that was the fishing one. That was the fishing one. Don't get me wrong. That was that was just the fishing part. So look at this. We have one of those belts, like, and it was just shipped in. And so you guys have some very powerful people, because it was not here like 7 minutes ago.
No.
And so tell us about these belts. I mean, I'll start on this one right here, and this is the outside. This is actually this event that's going on, and we of course are hosting you to come here. But it's Greenville, Washington County CVB is doing that. We sure appreciate all the help that they do, and then the Catch, Clean, and Cook Ventures. Of course, that's Mike Jones, and then Brad Weekman, Judy Weekman, and that's the next part, and then this. You can tell us about the centerpiece.
So the centerpiece, this one is the Big Mama Crappie Live Sonar Live Scope Tournament. This is in commemorative of the 250th anniversary of independence, honoring our veterans.
Yep. And so we have one non-live scope, live scope, and then we got the Big Mama Bass belt. So each one of those are different colors, but someone is walking away with one of these belts.
Oh, yeah, and... You know, anybody that was a WWE or a WWF wrestling fan, I mean, this really strikes, that brings that childhood memory back, and a lot of anglers want these.
I can't wait to have these three people standing up and get to take their picture and get to post that stuff, and then we'll be able to share that, of course, on your site, so hopefully we can get the word out. So that's kind of, we're banging you and saying, hey, you know, if you have a veteran and you know this is the perfect thing, like they need to get involved in this. This could be a turning point for this. This could really make a difference in their life. You know, give them a shout and give them a call. Now,
I know for me, I hope Mike keeps this as a staple, a part of his organization, what he's doing here.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that I had a integral piece in bringing this here, a part of this for the future events would be outstanding. Also, you know, bring in sponsors to, you know, host these belts for these veterans. That would be a way that I always try to, you know, get organizations involved, other business aspects to sponsor these belts for the veterans.
Yeah, how exciting is that? Okay, now we got to go back. We got to find out the fishing part. So when you were a kid, who taught you how to fish? I'm gonna shoot you out some questions here.
Yeah, my dad. I grew up in the panhandle of Texas, which there's not a whole lot of fishing other than farm ponds.
Right, exactly. So we're going to say, what was the first kind of fish that you caught? What species?
Catfish.
I was going to guess brim, but okay, catfish. Yeah. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Poundage-wise?
Yeah.
I would say a spoonbill, 89 pounds.
Did you go with a guide?
I did.
Oh, shoot his name out.
Okay. Real Good Time Services out of Oklahoma on Lake Keystone.
Okay.
So all that's right. Who we use when we take our veterans.
Oh, okay.
And it's with LiveScope.
And he has a big boat. Like I don't know if it's a Sea Arc or what it is. Yeah. A Sea Arc. So I've seen pictures of him and the spoonbill. The dude can catch him.
He's a 3-time world champion. I mean, he's got the world record 3 times. So he knows what he's doing.
Okay. So if you had to go on a fishing trip and you could go anywhere in the United States, where would it be and who would you take? You get one member, it's one person, and you can't take Charles Bunning.
That's why
you? Because I know you're gonna go crappie fishing with Charles, so I'm trying to get you somewhere else there.
You know, for me, I would love to go to Grenada Lake.
Okay.
And I would love to take my dad just for that memory.
And was your dad in the service?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
No. My grandfather was.
Your grandfather was.
And that's who inspired me to go into the service.
That's pretty awesome right there. So that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. And anything you're fishing for, from bass to crappie to walleye, you know, they got it. And so we love having their products and using their products. You can find their products at picolures.com. Also, B&M Poles. B&M Poles has a complete line of line for catfish, or I guess you could use those big catfish rods for spoonbill because they're big and strong. But they have everything, the crappie rods. They have long pole, and they got casting ones. So you can check them out at bnmpole.com. If they want to find out more, Cody, where would they go?
Operation Freedom Outdoors on Facebook or OFOveterans.com. You can look us up there, and it'll tell you everything you want to know about us. And donations are always welcome.
Absolutely. Sounds great. I sure appreciate you. And make sure you pay attention, because this is an organization that you can back, and it's going to make a difference in someone's life. And that's that. You can't do that. Sometimes you need someone that has some tool, which in this case is your program, and they can do it and make it better. So sponsor them when you're thinking about that. And that takes us to the end of the show. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.